I speak to you in the name of the God of the splashing water. Amen. Yogi Berra once said, "It's wonderful what you can observe if you only look around you." Since June, I have been looking around me, and I've observed busy people coming and going from St. Catherine's Church, intensely musical, cautiously prayerful, compassionately helpful, and responsibly diligent. I have seen you at church, in meetings, in the hospital, in the sacristy, in your homes, and other places. Looking around is wonderful indeed. At this point in our life, as we begin this year of grace, let me ask you to recollect the one action that shapes all our other activities into a coherent and faithful ministry, our baptism. Please take the prayer book in front of you and turn to page 304. Page 304 in the prayer book. There you will find that part of the baptismal liturgy called the baptismal covenant. I ask you, go down halfway down the page to the bottom questions. Please join me in rehearsing this baptismal covenant. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
We have just repeated the promises, five promises, once made on our behalf, affirmed by us many times, every time we have a baptism. I promise to do these things. You promise to do these things. These are the promises that God calls us to keep every day. The well-being of the world depends on our keeping these promises. How precarious, how astonishing, how delightful. I speak often about baptism. We are at all times moist from our bath and disheveled by the Spirit. To serve as a church to this city is a baptismal vocation. Baptism is the beginning of my life each day and is the foundation of our common life. Most of you know that before I retired many years ago, I was a cathedral dean in Buffalo, New York. Before I was a cathedral dean, I was a parish priest. But long before I was a priest, I was baptized on January the 12th, 1947, in the First Methodist Church of Naples. I try never to forget the water from which I came. It is where we all begin. Sometimes people have said to me that the rhetoric of baptism, you know, talk about this religious stuff, is like most church speak. Beautiful, religious sounding, but not much connected to daily life. Furthermore, a lot of people say they don't see many implications in our baptism for worship, service, finances, administration, prayer, or study in the dark, tomb, womb-like water of the font. But Yogi is a brilliant student of humanity. So look around you, and you will see baptism all over the landscape. Do you come to church? Well, you do because you're here today. Do you participate in the Eucharist? Do you take communion? Do you pray? Even secretly at night, when no one can see you or hear you or see how awkward you feel. Do you enjoy being together with other Christians, sharing good food and laughter, companionship, and hard work? Have you ever done those things? Then you are a living example of baptism at work. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers? Have you ever stood up for someone who was unfairly attacked? Have you ever written a letter to the Tampa Bay Times to protest something that's wrong with the city? Have you ever refused to laugh at a racist or sexist or gay-bashing joke? Have you ever said, even quietly and alone, "Lord, I'm sorry for what I did, please forgive me"? You have already incarnated the second promise of the baptismal covenant. When you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. Now a tougher one. Have you ever asked someone to come to church? You know, I ask you every week. I give you that permission. Have you ever actually asked someone to come to church with you? Or to sing in the choir? Or to come to a supper club? Or a Lenten program? Or an Advent or Lenten retreat at church? Or bingo, or anything that happens here at church? Have you ever said at a cocktail party, "Oh, I attend St. Catherine's Episcopal Church in Temple Terrace, right across from the golf course"? Have you ever said, "I don't think I can join that. I just don't think it's right"? Have you ever said to a friend who was hurting, "I don't know how I would have gotten through my illness without all those prayers sent up on my behalf"? You have already been an evangelist, and you are keeping in your own way the third promise of the baptismal covenant, where you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ. Do you ever sit with a hospice patient, or give time to big brothers or big sisters, or run errands for a neighbor? Have you ever given free legal advice, or dental care, or business advice to someone who needed it? Do you sit on the board of the YWCA, or the United Way? Or do you coach Little League or soccer, or help with the schools? Do you teach church school, or visit in hospitals and nursing homes? Then you are breathing and acting with the rhythm of baptism, where you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself. Finally, have you ever held public office? Have you worked to ensure affordable, safe housing in Tampa Bay area? Are you involved in the struggle to provide important welfare assistance to people without subjecting them to public humiliation for being poor or in distress? Do you care about the environment? Have you tried to help the police give adequate protection to the community in a way that engenders hope? Does it bother you that just our county, wealth and glamour are entwined with poverty and grime? Do you vote in elections? Then you are a baptismal person if you do those things. Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Maybe this baptismal rhetoric isn't just church rhetoric. Perhaps it already insinuates itself into our lives. It is the only plausible rationale for all the activity that happens around here. It is the only justification for the ministry God has providentially given us here on Druid Hills Road. During this year of grace, I will say much more about baptism. That simple bath, though, clarifies for me how we should worship, how we should make decisions, how we should organize ourselves, how we should serve the community, and how we should rejoice in each other. If Yogi doesn't mind, I want to close with this beginning. Many years ago, my older son Daniel was trying to learn to swim. Like most of us, he fought the water. But one summer at Neshota House Seminary, while I was teaching in Wisconsin, I was with Daniel in the lake, working with him, trying to get him over the hurdle of his water anxiety. Suddenly, I noticed that he was floating and moving through the water, and I shouted, "Daniel, you're swimming! You're swimming!" And in a moment of grace, he realized, "I'm swimming." Daniel had actually been swimming earlier. But the moment he knew he was swimming, the world became new. Once we named his movement for what it was, swimming, he was set free to swim. People were all swimming already. Look around you. We're in the water and we're moving along. Some of us do the dog paddle. Some knife through the water with mighty strokes. Some of us just float and play. But we're all swimming. And if you believe that, then we are free to swim farther, more beautifully, faster, and better. We are already baptized, and we are already keeping our promises. If you believe that, then we are free to live our baptismal covenant in new and mighty ways. During this year of grace, we are free to be a baptizing community within these walls. We are free to infiltrate our town and streets of anxiety with holy hope. And together with Episcopalians from Dunedin to Naples, we may discover that God means the whole world to be forgiven, cleansed, and fresh. Amen.